Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. You can tell by the title of this that it's going to be an interesting episode. I thought it would be fun to let you guys kind of in behind the scenes on what it's looked like the last week as I traveled to two separate masterminds and kind of walk you through that and tell you what I learned, give you some pointers, and really tell the funny story about my $500 Uber. So the first mastermind that I went to was by my mentor, Taylor Welch, who is one of our speakers at the upcoming Scale Up event in Nashville in April. And once a quarter, as part of our mastermind, he hosts these epic events all over the world. The last one I went to was in London in May, and this one was in Bachelor Gulch in Colorado. Absolutely beautiful, breathtaking, beautiful mountains, epic things that he had planned, the best company. It was amazing. But the last day of our mastermind, their client event was at this beautiful ranch in the middle of the mountains. So everything was like majestic and snowy. They had these beautiful horses that they had sleigh rides behind. So like horse-drawn sleigh rides in the snow. It was literally picture perfect. And my friend and I, Nikki, had decided that we were going to fly out of Denver. So for those of you who aren't familiar, where Bachelor Gulch is about a two-hour drive to Denver, but we both wanted to get home to our families and we're like, we'll just fly out super early the next day and the best flight options were out of Denver. So we were like, okay, we will go to the client party and then we are going to just Uber to Denver. And anybody who's from the area told us we were crazy. They're like, there's no way you're going to get Uber to come out here and drive you 2 hours, especially with it started blizzarding essentially. And I was like, no, I have faith. Like, guys, stop being negative. Like, it's going to work out. I'm going to manifest an Uber. It's going to be fine. And like, the locals were basically telling me I was crazy. Lo and behold, we scheduled an Uber. He shows up on time at 9 p.m. And I am like so amped. I'm like, I told you guys, I knew he would show up. I knew we'd find a way. It'd work out. And it quickly turned for the worst because we started driving and the main highway from Vail to Denver was blocked off by snow. I think there was like a 5-car pileup or something, our Uber driver said. And so he couldn't take that route to get us to Denver. And Nikki and I essentially are like panicking. We're like, oh my God, it was already going to be a 2-hour drive. Like, how far is it going to be now? Like, we weren't even really thinking about the money. We were just like, oh my God, we have to make it to Denver. Like, we have to get home. And so the Uber driver pulled over and he was like, well, you guys have two options. Lucky for you, I'm from Denver, so I have to get back to Denver no matter what. But I can either pull over, you guys can get a hotel and crash and try and figure it out in the morning, or I'm happy to figure out a way to get you to Denver as I'm already going to have to go that way anyways. And it's just going to be like a detour. We're going to have to go. I don't even know. I think he said he went up to like Breckenridge and had to go a different way. I don't know. Not super great with geography, but we were like, oh yeah, like we're just along for the ride. If you would do that, we'd be so grateful. And the whole time I'm thinking of, I am so grateful that we got like the nicest gentleman. He was like a dad, family of four, because if we were with a creep, it would have been really scary. And I also was so grateful Nikki was with me because I would have felt way more compromised if I was by myself in this situation with a random stranger for 5 hours. And also like it was really snowy. So I was just so grateful he was good at driving in the snow because if I had to drive, it just wouldn't have worked out. It wouldn't have happened. I probably would have went flying off the side of the mountain. And so there were so many moments of gratitude, even though we were in like a less than ideal situation. And, you know, I just was thinking too, like, oh my God, this guy, I'm so grateful that he takes his job seriously and that he's like committed to his job and that he's willing to find a way to make it happen instead of just giving up. And there's so many times in life where we face some resistance and we're like, we're just going to give up. It'd be easier to give up. And oftentimes it is easier to give up, but the glory is in pushing through and getting to your final destination. And it reminded me of this saying that I heard. So you're never going to arrive. You're always arriving. And the minute you figure that out, you're going to be ahead of everyone else. And so I think so often we get caught up in hitting these goals and these metrics and these targets. And it's like, okay, once we hit them, then what? You don't just give up, right? You would be bored if you did that. You have to keep pushing through. And so just accepting that everything that you're going through, that you're facing while you're building a business over the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years is just part of the journey. And you're always going to be arriving. And there's always going to be something new that you're working towards. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It means you are very normal, in fact. And the Uber ride was just a great sense of that for me. And so that was the Bachelor Gold Mastermind. Then I came home for a few days. Then I went to another mastermind in Canada, my first time in Canada. And that was with a few of my business besties. And we met up with Renee and Dan. They live in Kelowna. And so we met up with them. And then all of us girls went to their mountain house for a few days. And what we do when we get together in mastermind is we sit down. We have usually like a loose itinerary and we have different topics that we want to talk about. So I was sharing with my clients, my friend Callan is just insanely intelligent when it comes to AI and how to apply it to our businesses and how to streamline our businesses. And so definitely be on the lookout if something like that interests you, because her and I are working to put together a retreat probably in the summer in Jersey. So there'll be pool time, there'll be cocktails, there'll be beach time. There will be lots of fun in streamlining your business. And honestly, the things that AI can do is insane. And all of us are going to want to be on the forefront of this for our practices to simplify in order for us to scale, but also likely there's some human resources we can replace with AI. If you have a lot of people on your team that are doing basic data entry and it's just taking up a lot of their time, there are so many ways we could streamline. We're going to have Callan come out in the next couple months and she's just going to spend a day in my clinic looking at all the processes I do and have us brainstorm together things that we could streamline and make easier. So I definitely will be giving you guys more information about that soon. But essentially, Callan taught us a lot about AI when we were in the mountains. And then we would have moments of hot seats. So all of us would go around and be like, here's what I'm currently working on my business. Like, help me brainstorm. Or here's where I have a bottleneck. Help me push through it. And then we would have breathwork sessions. We went skiing. I tried skiing for the first time. And that was just like this whole week has just been like a really enlightening experience for me, because I've been faced with some adversity or putting myself in uncomfortable situations and having to push through. And that's what happens when you travel, by the way. That's why I love traveling. Travel does two things. One, it pushes you outside of your comfort zone. You're in new places where you have to figure out how to become resourceful and creative. And your brain starts firing. There's different neurons that are firing when you're out of your element. And then two, it really, really expands my creativity. So anytime I travel, whether it's just quiet and peace on the plane ride when I can work, you guys know if you're on my email list, you usually get emails when I'm traveling because that's when I really have time to sit down and craft an email. But it just expands your creativity and you're just able to think of things in a different light. You're able to solve problems differently when you're not in your normal environment. And so that's one of the main reasons I love traveling. But these back-to-back weekend masterminds really taught me too that I have fallen into a pattern of my instinct to be no. I think it's a little bit of PTSD. I've shared before, you know, Kyle and I went through some tough stuff in our business in 2023 and just kind of like fatigue. I think I have a little bit of decision fatigue. Instead of trying to figure things out or push myself, I'm just kind of operating out of a no place right now. And it's not serving me. It's not like, no, I'm denying things that aren't meant for me. It's like, no, my first instinct is just to be like, no, instead of try. And so the last week has brought that to my attention. I've journaled on that. I've really been thinking about that. And so I want to encourage you to ask yourself, like, is your first instinct yes or no when you're getting ready to try something new, and why? Because the why is the important part. And so for me, my friends basically were like, Steph, you're going to take a ski lesson. And I was like, I think I'll just work while you guys go ski. And they're like, nope, you're taking a ski lesson. They already told me prior, like months ago when we had this scheduled, they're like, you have to try it. When else are you ever going to get a ski in Canada? And I was like, oh, okay, good point. You know, I'm like a big fan of doing epic shit. And so they scheduled the ski lesson and my friend Kinsey did it with me too, but she had already skied before. Like, I legit had never been on skis. And so my instructor was amazing. Shout out to Craig. Absolutely amazing. And he was like my kind of people. He was talking about the universe. He was talking about grounding. You know, when we first got onto the mountain, he was like, okay, we need to thank the mountains and appreciate that they've welcomed us into their environment. And he was like, Mother Nature has invited us into the mountain and to partake in her beauty. And I was like, oh my God, Craig, yes, I am so down with that. And, you know, he essentially, there was a couple of times that I was like getting super frustrated and I was like, I'm just going to sit here and watch you guys. Like, I'm in a beautiful scenery. I'm cool. Like, I don't have to ski. I don't have to get it. I tried it. It's good. And he was like, Steph, can I ask you something? And I was like, what's up? And he's like, where else is this showing up in your life that you're being faced with some adversity and you're wanting to give up? Or where else is it showing up in your life that your first instinct is to say no? And I was like, oh my God, Craig, I was not ready for this awakening today, but I am so here for it. And it just like really brought things full circle for me. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Where did I get into this pattern of no? Because I'm usually a very open and yes to all possibilities type of person. And I think I've just been managing a lot of stress lately and a lot of variables that it's caused me to kind of shrink and be like, nope, can't do it, can't do it. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Fuck that. I'm going to push through. And like, then I started crushing it on the mountain. And by crushing it, I mean like not falling and actually going like 5 miles per hour. That's my version of crushing it down the bunny hill, by the way. But I was so proud of myself. And I was like, you know what? This is also what doesn't get talked about enough. When you push through something that is freaking hard and you're able to do it, that confidence and that proud feeling that you have in yourself is actually the good part. That's actually it. It's not for the notoriety. You're not building a business for the notoriety or the public praise or the money. Like, you're building a business to prove to yourself that you actually have what it takes. And once you figure out that you do, everything else becomes more fun. Everything else becomes a game. And so you'll see, even when I'm sharing about my clients, I'm like, oh my God, it's so fun. The game has changed. When you start winning, the game changes. And I just have had all of these moments outside of my business in the last week where I'm like, wow, I actually am building confidence and I'm here to win and I'm here to be undeniable. So the mountain was a great example of that. And I'm so happy that I did it and I had so much fun and it definitely won't be the last time I ski. And so the next day, that was our first day, the next day at the mastermind, Kinsey and I stayed back to work during the time they went skiing. But before they went skiing, we did a little breathwork session that was amazing. And so I want you to ask yourself these questions as well. And the first question is, how can you embody your undeniable self? And then where are you denying yourself right now? So that was a huge realization that I had during our 25-minute breathwork session that I was like, where am I denying myself joy? Where am I denying myself pleasure or success or love or rest? Or it could be anything. Where are you denying yourself right now? Because either one, you don't think you're worthy, or two, you just don't think that you have capacity for it. And during this breathwork session, I was like, wow, I'm really denying myself joy and I'm denying myself rest. And even when I travel, like I've said it before, I travel to help relieve stress, but even when I travel, I will stack my travel with calls or meetings or podcast interviews. And I just scheduled a trip for after the event down to Naples so that I could kind of decompress and relax after the scale up event. And my nanny was like, Steph, don't forget, like you're not going to have a schedule full of calls that week. Like she had to remind me and I'm like, yeah, you're right. I actually need to rest. If you're an overachiever and like just super driven workaholic, which I tend to be, maybe you're denying yourself of rest too. And I want to encourage you, like that little bit of rest that I had within the last week, even though it was exhausting and I was traveling and sleep schedules and time schedules and all that was different, I had rest and space to think. And it completely changed my perspective. It did a number of beautiful things for, you know, the relationship with my family too. So we're in toddlerhood. Things are hard. That's just, it's true. And even just a couple of days away, I came back and was like, oh my God, I'm so grateful to be his mother. He is absolutely a joy. And so sometimes just a little break from the day-to-day responsibilities that we have on our plate is a beautiful thing to shift your perspective. And same thing for my husband. He absolutely crushed it while I was gone. He's such a supportive partner. And my ability to be a little distanced from it made me realize how lucky I really am. I always know that I'm lucky to have him, but it's also a level of expectation that I have of him because I know the quality of person he is. But it's still nice when you have a little bit of space to come back and be like, wow, even though I'm used to this, it's still such a blessing and a gift that I have this kind of life partner that I'm doing life with. And I just think if I hadn't had those two masterminds back to back, I don't think my perspective would have changed in the way of one, I need to start saying yes more and pushing myself more. And two, I just am so insanely grateful for where I'm at and the lessons that I've learned and where I'm headed. And I hope that goes for you. And by the way, to circle it back to the $500 Uber, I know you're wondering, the ride itself was $350. And then I sent him a $150 Venmo tip because I was like, dude, thank you for real for saving my life and getting me home to my family and not leaving me stranded on the side of a mountain. So that's your little reminder to take care of those people that are taking care of you. I'll see you next week. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.